Hello, Buzzkillers. It's the Professor here. I just want to make a short announcement before the show starts. We want to take the whole Professor Buzzkill empire public. In 2016, we're going to have live buzzkilling shows, debates, forums, discussions, and of course, parties. And what's more, we're going to do it in your town. That's right, Buzzkillers. We're raising money to travel around the country, and maybe even around the world, to bring buzz-killing righteousness to all humanity. But we need your help. Please go to Kickstarter.com and search for Professor Buzzkill Live, or you can go to ProfessorBuzzkill.com itself, scroll down a little on the right, and click on the Professor Buzzkill Live link. Please donate as much as you can to our important effort, and we'll be forever grateful. Like everything else in this show, we couldn't do it without your support. So thanks a million, Buzzkillers. Over and out.
Professor Buzzkill. Minions.
It's Professor Buzzkill here with your mini-myth for Christmas Eve. Who was Santa Claus, Buzzkillers? The jolly old man from Miracle on 34th Street? The round-bellied man wearing a red costume driving a sleigh pulled by 8 tiny reindeer? Was there originally a Rudolph involved? Well, that Santa is more an invention of Clement Moore's famous poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, more commonly known as The Night Before Christmas, published in 1827. But is there a history to Santa Claus, this ultimate Christmas myth? Well, I'll tell you, the Santa Claus that most Americans know and love had a long journey to get here. He started out as St. Nicholas, a Greek Orthodox priest who later became the Archbishop of Turkey around 300 AD. He became a saint because of his generosity to the poor. The legend is that he threw a bag of gold through the window of a poor family who were on the verge of selling their daughters into slavery. Some of the versions of the story say they were about to sell the daughters into prostitution. You can see the outlines of the Santa Claus story forming here, right? A holy man visits poor homes and gives them gifts without letting himself be seen. His acts of generosity were acknowledged when he became a saint, and his story gradually spread across Christian Europe. Nicholas's sainthood was different from those of most other saints who had earned their sainthood basically through martyrdom. Now, as you know, Buzzkillers, martyrdom is a little bit of a downer. So St. Nicholas' story of generosity, rather than martyrdom, made it quite interesting, and it had a kind of positive spin. So popular was the St. Nicholas story that when the Christian church split during the Reformation, the Protestants kept it, even though they tried to eliminate the idea of celebrating saints in general. About this time, people had already started to bake gingerbread cakes, and often they shaped them to look what they thought St. Nicholas looked like. And this, of course, may have been the origin of gingerbread men. The celebration of St. Nicholas became particularly popular in the Netherlands. In the Dutch language, St. Nicholas was spelled Sinterklaas. Sounds close to Santa Claus, doesn't it, Buzzkillers? Sinterklaas, that's spelled Sinterklaas, rapidly became a huge hit in the Netherlands. Dutch writers concocted stories of Sinterklaas flying through the sky, although on a horse, no sleigh yet, landing on roofs and bringing presents down the chimney. This tradition was brought to North America when Dutch immigrants came in the 17th and 18th centuries. They settled largely around New York, and when they celebrated Sinterklaas's feast day, it became popular with other Christian immigrants. Washington Irving later named Sinterklaas the patron saint of New York, and gradually Sinterklaas became Santa Claus in the English language. A sleigh and a reindeer were added, probably by Irving or maybe even by Clement Moore, and the story just kept rolling from there. So the next time you're in Turkey, Buzzkillers, raise a glass to old St. Nicholas, the Turkish original of jolly old St. Nick. Over and out, Buzzkillers. Listen for the hoofbeats on the roof.
This is Aunt Ginger from Professor Buzzkill, and you're listening to the Epicast Network. Epicast.